So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, Dan Latto speaking. Today's Monday, we're 2 minutes late. We need to make up on those 2 minutes. We have a very tight schedule today. So this session today, let's talk to you about how you can create an online profitable training course. And so let's just break down exactly what that means. So for the last couple of weeks, we created a training course and it is flying out the door. And we've created training courses in the past, but usually we've created high ticket value, high ticket offers, high level coaching, $5,000. You come out to the villa, it's $2,000. And we've created courses where it's live one-to-one. And we've not really done many low-end courses where you can go in, you've got all the information and all the data, and you can just sit through it and watch it. And so we created that with the property sourcing training, because I was getting a little bit peeved at people coming on the coaching and then actually not knowing anything about property sourcing at all. And I ended up turning, instead of being a coach, I was turning into an educator. And I don't mind being an educator, but if someone's paying for coaching, you don't want them to waste that time because they don't know how to calculate a yield or how to create a, you know, marketing that's effective or any of that kind of thing. The coaching should really be around, oh, I've created everything and I'm stuck. And I'm stuck on this point. And then I can go, great, let's get you out of being stuck. What are you stuck on? What's going on mentally? What's the mindset stuff going on for you? And so there's a difference here between coaching and educating. And what I found was basically that we just ended up educating during the coaching sessions. The coaching sessions are not cheap. And so it's like, okay, let's create a training course so that people can actually download the training course. We don't have to go on expensive weekend courses, you know, £2,500 for a 3-day course on property sourcing, for example. You know who I'm referring to here. It's crazy. What are you going on training courses like that for? When actually we can put all of that information together in one little training course and sell that training course for £27. Everybody wins. My ego, which is very fragile, that wins because on a morning I wake up, oh, another sale. Fabulous. The person that's buying the training course now gets over whatever it is, 95 different videos on how to be a property sourcer, for example. And so they win, broken down into bite-sized chunks, really, really easy. Everybody wins. And then the other side of this is the platform that we ended up creating the training courses on doesn't cost you any money for your first three courses. And so it just, you know, to get a profitable online training course is amazing. So I was talking to somebody else this morning, and while I was talking to them this morning, they were talking about how I was going through some of the sales that we've had and some of the income that we've generated from this in the last month. And they were saying, that's amazing. You know, they don't do anything that operates on its own and generates cash flow. Like a lot of what I do is actually operating on its own and generating cash flow. Last night when I woke up, while I'm asleep, my property business is earning X amount of pounds per hour in income. Rent comes in once a month from that person, but if you know, if it's £1,000 a month rent and it's 30 days in a month, you're talking what, about £30 a day? So if you own one property that's generating £1,000, it's £30 a day. Now that's not all profit, of course. And so I wanted to turn some of that income, instead of being big capital outlays, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 pounds for a property, what if we could get someone to put an outlay in time? So they can, they've already got the knowledge, they just have to get that knowledge, get it written down, put it onto a training course, and then they can ship that training course out without shipping anything. We're not in the 80s where we're putting DVDs into packets and sending them out. We're not in the 70s where we're putting VHS cassettes. That's more 80s, isn't it, really? But you don't have to do any of that. Someone signs up, they pay for it, they get instant access, they consume the data, consume the information, and they're happy as anything. I'm happy because I've made some money and my fragile ego has made another sale. So it reminds me that people do actually like you, Dan. So this is what we created. And I was like, okay, we've had such a good success on this product. What if we create a product that shows other people exactly how to do what we did in a step-by-step basis? And that's exactly what we created. So we created the profitable online training course. There's a link down below, but it's at daniellatto.co.uk/course. £27. It's got, I think, 115 videos that are broken down into bite-sized chunks. If you're stuck in a particular bit, you don't have to go through 2 hours of content to find that little bit. I think we've got 12 different ways of marketing your training course. This is after the product launch. I think we've got 5 different ways of doing a product launch. You've got 12 different ways of marketing the training on a continuous basis. And this is the key. This is the bit I need you to understand. For the last 20 years, I've been building up assets. And those assets, remember, an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. So I was able to ask my kids at the time, they were like 9 and 12, would play Cashflow 101, which is a product game, and they knew what an asset was. And I'd say, give me an example of an asset. For example, is a car an asset? And the little one would go, a car's not an asset. And I said, but could it be? She said, yeah, if you turn it into a taxi. Like, they're getting that. A car that you own, that shiny, nice BMW, that's not an asset, okay? But you renting it out or using it as a taxi where you're generating cash from that asset. Now, some people cheat on this, by the way, and go, no, well, it is an asset because I have to get from home to work, so it is an asset. No, you could get the bus. You could ride a bike. That's not the same. You try doing taxiing when you're riding a bike, jump on the back of my bike. That's not really a taxi. Do you know what I mean? That's not really an asset. But the idea here is that you create something that once it's created, it is created forever. Now, let's just say I make 10 sales a month. Let's just say that. And let's do some maths, shall we? Some nice, easy maths. 10 sales a month at £27. Doesn't sound like a lot. Whoops. 10 times 27. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? That's £270 a month times 12. £3,240. Now assume or imagine you're going to make 10 of those courses and you're only going to sell 10 a month. You just made yourself £32,000 a year in training courses, in income. Now, compared to that, to how much money you earn at, say, a job, that's not bad, is it? For creating 10 courses or 12 courses is quite a nice one. Let me divide that by 10, times it by 12. I'll tell you why 12 courses is nice. 12 courses is nice because you can create one a month. Like, my plan this month was to create one training course. And do you know what? It's the 10th of February and the training course is out, it's done, and it's live. Okay, now if we just do 10 a month on that, I'm really happy with that, by the way, just so you know. Like, I don't need to make 100 training courses sold for me to be happy. I'm happy to sell 5. Hell, I'm happy to sell one a month for 12 months. I'm happy at that. It's £500. Kind of. My master's not. It's what, about £380. Like, what can you spend £380 on? That's a deposit on something or other, a laptop. I don't know. It's a new mobile phone. It's a weekend away. Whatever it happens to be that works for you. But then if you have 10 of those, suddenly that's now, you know, £3,500. You can work these numbers however you want. And in fact, on some of our training in the mastermind group, we talk about your money matrix, working out what is your money matrix. If you do, you know, 10 sales at £50, that's £500 a month. But you have 10 of those different products, that's suddenly going to turn into quite a lot of money every single month. That's £5,000 a month, turns into £60,000 a year. You never have to work again. Your money matrix is really important here. And so if you are thinking about creating something that's going to generate some income, you don't have to sell a £2,000 product in order to make a lot of money. You just have to have many products at many price points, okay? Like, if you take someone like Grant Cardone, he's a great example here. Grant Cardone's got, I don't know how many products he's got, 180 products, from T-shirts to online training to full live events. His most expensive product is, I was going to say it's £25,000, but that's not his most expensive product. His most expensive product, I think, is £100,000, and you get to spend 2 days with Grant for £100,000. And you know what? I don't even think that's worth Grant's time to do that. I'm pretty sure that if he sold 50 of them in a year, he'd be quite disappointed. That's £5 million, okay? But I don't know. I reckon, you know, that's 100 days out of Grant's time. He can make a lot more money doing his actual business. But when it comes in, it's nice every so often. But you don't need to be earning £2,000, £4,000, £10,000 in high ticket sales. You just need to be earning, you know, like you said, let's say you do 10 sales a month at £27. That's 270. It's what, £3,000 a year. You've got 10 of those different types of products. Now you've got £30,000. Double that again. You've got 60. You might have 20 different products. You might then go JV with people, and then bear in mind that the fact that you're selling all these products, you can then cross-sell some of these products. So the property sourcing course, those people who are doing that might want to create a training course on how they've become a property sourcer and some of the hints and tips there. One of the other courses that we've got coming up is a podcast training course. Like, the podcast for me has been so valuable. We've done over 330 podcasts, and it's Monday today, so one of our other podcasts has gone out today. I'm just going to log in and see how that's gone today. But we've had hundreds of thousands of downloads on our podcast system. Let me just check that one actually went out. So if you want to know how to do a podcast, that podcast training is coming. And it's going to be a lower price point. It's not £27. It's probably going to be £7. Look, I mean, imagine that, £7. Now, bear in mind, compare that to writing a book. Okay, how long does it take you to write a book? Months and months and months and months and months. We don't want you to do that. We want you knocking out your first training course in just 2 weeks. Imagine knocking out your first training course in 2 weeks, selling your first copy at £27 and getting 100% return on your money. Imagine that. And that's the whole intention around this. It did go out today. Podcast 330. Why rent to rent is still a valid business model today, even though I hate it. There you go. The podcast creation stuff has worked so well for us in terms of generating traffic, generating engagement, getting people to know we exist, getting them to like us or not like us. I'll talk about that in a second. Getting them to trust us. Let's just talk about the likability factor. Some people listen to my podcast and they hate me, and some people listen to the podcast and they love me. I'm happy with either one of those, by the way. Those that hate me, great. You're never going to buy from me. They've now qualified themselves out. Wonderful. Those that love me, they're going to probably buy more products, but if I've not got enough products for them to buy, they ain't buying any more products, right? So, like, I've literally got clients right now, and they've purchased everything I do. My top product right now is a £2,000 one-on-one here in Spain. And they've purchased everything from all the basic stuff going up to content creation. They're on a £1,000 a month product, for example. We've got a number of people doing that who bought everything as well. And so we've got these people buying literally everything that we do. And if you have that and you have 10 training courses, they buy one, they're going to buy the other 9 potentially. But if you've only got one training course, they can't buy another 9. If you've only got one product, they can't buy a £2,000 product if that's all you've got. And so product creation is where it's at right now. As you're going into 2020, you need to be asking yourself, what are the great products that are in high demand right now that I can create a real kick-ass product that people are going to buy, that's going to generate monthly cash flow for you as the property, for the course creator? You're owning a property, effectively an asset. It's a trading course of some kind. If you can create that, how many can you create? And then how many of them can you sell over the next 5 years? Like the property sourcing one. I think about how many of them we might sell for the next 5 years. Imagine we sell, say, let's say 1,000 a year. Okay. That's 5 years. That's 5,000 copies. I'll close the calculator down. Somebody do the maths for me. 5,000 times £27 and tell me it's not worth it. Whoops. 5,000 times £27. It's £135,000. Now try telling me that 135 grand over the next 5 years isn't useful for you, because I know it is. It has to be. It's impossible for that not to be useful. Now times that by 10 different courses in total. That's 1.3 million in the next 5 years. Tell me that that's not a nice house for you to buy, or doesn't pay off your mortgage or your cars or pay for your kids' education through university, because we know it does. So this is the opportunity, and this is what's out there. This is what's out there. And you know what? This is how you can turn £27 into £1,000 a month. Literally, this is what we're doing. And actually, when you click the link down below, daniellatter.co.uk/course, you can see we've put one of our images on email of all the course sales. So you can actually see that we're doing it. And this is going to be a game changer for us as we go into 2020. I mean, you know, part of me is like, okay, do one a month. And now I'm like, maybe we should do two a month. Because if you can do one every 2 weeks, now these have to be researched. Of course, they have to be researched. And they have to help the person get the result that you're promising them. Like the training course is how to create a profitable training course, online training course within 2 weeks for just £27. Imagine if you could do that. This is the start of something big for 2020 for you. And if you do this and if you implement it well, or heck, let's just scrap that. If you implement this badly and you only sell 10 courses, £270 a month, what's your food budget every month? Is that a car payment every month? Because I know it is for some people. Or it's school uniform. Or it's nice meals out, you know, every month for the rest of your life. It certainly covers something. But what if you sold 50 courses a month? Suddenly, you know, you're talking, 30 days in a month, one course every day. So I think it's £810 was the mathematics that we worked out. But this is down to you to work out what's your money matrix. How many courses? So if you sell 100 this month at £27 or 100 at £50 or 10 at £50, 10 at £50 is £500 a month, £6,000 a year, 10 of those types of courses, £60,000 a year. Like, that's amazing. This is, it amazes me. And we've run these training courses before, but it's all been very high ticket. And we sell high ticket. We just wanted to create something that other people could get access to spread the opportunity so that other people can find a way of also making money. Everyone's got a special skill. Everyone's got a special talent. Everyone's good at something. It's just finding out what is it that you're good at, packaging that up in a particular way so that you can sell it. And we talk you through that with 115 different lessons that show you exactly how to do that. You want to know how to market it? Great, we've got 12 different ways. You want to know how to get an idea onto paper and from paper onto online training? We show you how to do that. And some of it you can watch over my shoulder as we start moving some of the content online, and you can see how we're building up this training course. There'll be some real golden nuggets in there, which I can't give away here. Little stuff that you don't realize until actually you release a training course, and then after it's just before you release it, but after you've recorded everything, there's one thing that you must do. Otherwise, people are just going to take the content for free. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to not make any sales because people are going to try and do it for free. Because even at £27, people are still tight. We're still trying to take that content for nothing and try to replicate it and push it out themselves. And usually, we're going to fail, by the way. Every training course I've ever been on, especially the bad ones, or including the bad ones, especially the good ones, I should say, but including the bad ones, have helped me generate income further on down the line. And so, look, we're about to finish up. If you want to go and take a look at this, it's at daniellatter.co.uk/course. Go and take a look. Go get a download. It's £27. What, you know, that's the price of 8 coffees in Starbucks. I don't know how much coffee is in Starbucks. £2.95? 10 coffees in Starbucks. Definitely worthwhile doing. Anyway, go take a look. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday in the Mastermind group on the Property Cashflow Show. Other than that, have a great week, and we'll speak to you then. Have a good one, folks. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.